You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
If you were here a year ago today, what is your most vivid memory of our dedication liturgy? I remember the joy I felt in formally opening the doors of the church for the very first time as the bishop led the procession into our new church. I remember the thrill of the beat of the bongo drums that we heard as we all entered singing a cappella Psalm 122, "Let us go to the house of the Lord." I remember, too, the sight and the aroma of the incense belling up from the brazier placed on the altar after it had been anointed with the oil of chrism. I remember the pride I felt as the members of our building church, while building a church committee, lit the 12 dedication candles in the growing winter darkness, symbolizing the hard work of so many in our parish who helped to make this new church a reality. And then the oohs and the ahs, the tears that came when the lights of our new church were all turned on for the very first time. I remember, too, that lively post-communion song, "Living Stones," and watching all the concelebrants sitting here around the altar, tapping their toes as our spectacular dedication choir sang with unparalleled gusto. And, of course, we all remember that moment at the end of our liturgy when Bill Killian came forward to ring the bells in our new bell tower for the very first time, symbolizing the joy of that day. But for me, the most moving moment was when all the faculty and students of Immaculate Conception School stood up spontaneously in the pews to do the motions that went with our Living Stones song. I was all smiles that day, and I'm all smiles again tonight. It is hard to imagine that a year has already passed. But tonight, as we gather to remember and give thanks, I want to once again reiterate that as beautiful as this new church is, its beauty does not begin to compare to the beauty of this faith community here at Immaculate Conception. For indeed, as the scriptures remind us tonight, we are the living stones of God's holy temple. And we are the rock upon which Christ builds his church. The reason we built a new church building was not just to have a building to be proud of, but rather to provide us with a building, a new space that would afford us with new opportunities to grow in faith, hope, and love, and enjoy community, service, and hospitality. Yes, the building of the church is completed, but the building of church continues. When I stand here at the ambo and altar each time we celebrate the Eucharist, I feel so much closer to you as I can see your faces and into your eyes as we gather here in the name of the Lord around our family table for the celebration of this sacred meal. I'm so delighted when I see our ministers of hospitality and other liturgical ministers standing in our spaces, gathering space, to welcome everyone as they arrive for each Mass. Just this past weekend, I was so delighted to see so many of you remain after the weekend Masses to visit with each other in our new gathering space. And it was great to have an overflow crowd for Christmas and Easter, and to see that everyone still had a seat. Indeed, all welcomed. And for the first time in several years, our weekend mass attendance has gone up. And now, when we have our fellowship opportunities in the garden level after weekend masses, more people participate since access is so much easier. And I love to see the children running around in the garden level and outside as well, enjoying our spacious new site. And our garden level is being used more and more frequently for family birthday celebrations, wedding anniversaries, bridal and baby showers, and many other family and community events. And our outdoor gathering space was just perfect back in the spring when we hosted a memorial service for the community for the Columbia police dog that had died. Yes, our anniversary is a time to remember and to give thanks. But it's also a time to recommit ourselves to building church by becoming the best parish and the best disciples we can be. Let us continue to pray and work together to proclaim the joy of the gospel, to serve one another, especially the poor, to forgive one another, and to affirm one another, and to welcome all in the name of Christ to full and active participation in the life, the work, and the worship of our parish. Let us each tonight challenge ourselves to ask, what is it that God is calling me to do to be a better member of the body of Christ? Good, better, best. Never let it rest until your good is your better and your better is your best. God is good all the time. All the time.
God is good.